Hello everyone, welcome to our new column, What's New This Month? This is Crystal. In April, on patent side, Zhuhai caused MX lost and the root paid damages of about $4.35 million. Large stock and low production pull financing and expanding manufacturing into a dilemma.Two patent disputes between Zhuhai Cost MX and ATL came to a close recently. The announcement of Zhuhai Cost MX disclosed that the case of ATL suing Cost MX over suspected patent infringement was closed by voluntary withdrawal. In the other litigation cases, the first instance of the court ruled Cost MX to stop manufacturing and selling the cell that infringed the plaintiff's patent and compensate ATL and CATL for economic losses and other damages a total about $4.35 million. On trademark side, police cracked a major case of producing and selling counterfeiting trademark signs involving over $21.7 million. The police of Cangnan County, Wenzhou City, Zhejiang Province recently cracked a criminal gang that produced and sold fake registered trademarks, seizing more than 3 million pieces of packaging materials like boxes, anti-counterfeiting marks, bottle caps of several well-known Chinese liquor brands, involving a total amount of more than $21.7 million, and arresting more than 20 suspects. The criminal gang is a professional counterfeit maker and obvious original crime with a clear division of labor at different levels. The suspects purchased raw materials, set up dens in many places,and made false states, forming a complete criminal industrial chain, integrating purchase, production, storage, and distribution. The sales network of the products involved covered more than 20 provinces and cities across the country. Now the suspects are subject to criminal coercive measures according to the law by the police, and the case is under further investigation.On anti-unfair competition side, over $9 million compensation ruled for the Unfair Competition Act of Quanneng Bike App. The Primary People's Court of Xuhui District of Shanghai Municipality awarded more than $9 million compensation to the plaintiff Hello Bike in a lawsuit over unfair competition against the operator of the app Quanneng Bike.Hello Bike entered the bike sharing market in 2016 and has become one of the shared bikes that people are very familiar with in daily cycling. The app Quanneng Bike was launched in 2017. It did not have a single physical bike, but the users who registered can obtain an account of existing sharing bike brands on the market. With the help of simulated logging and other technical means,The app can realize the physical function of unlocking and locking all brands of bikes so that its registered users can ride all brands of bikes, including Hello Bike. Therefore, Hello Bike asserted that the operator of the Quanneng Bike app constituted unfair competition and filed a lawsuit. The court held that the Quanneng Bike app operator has a competitive relationship with Hello Bike, and thus the anti-unfair competition law should apply.When determining whether the defendant disrupted the market competition order, the court mainly judged from six aspects of the market mechanism: access mechanism, supply and demand mechanism, price mechanism, information mechanism, credit mechanism, and innovation mechanism. Finally, the court concluded that the operator of the Quanneng Bike app infringed the competition rights of Hello Bike and constituted unfair competition.Thus making the aforementioned judgment. With regard to IP-related statistics, National Copyright Administration of China reports on the copyright registration in China in 2022. In 2022, there were 6,353,144 copyright registered nationwide, up by 1.42% year-on-year. Among them, the number of copyright works was 4,517,453, with an increase of 13.39% year-on-year. The copyright of computer software was 1,835,341, seeing a decrease of 19.5% year on year. It can be seen from the breakdown statistics of the copyright of works by types of works. Artworks are the most registered, accounting for 47.24%, followed by photographs, accounting for 35.49%, literary works accounting for 7.73%, film and television works accounting for 4.38%. Intellectual Property Court of the SPC releases 2022 Annual Report and 2022 Typical Cases. In 2022, Intellectual Property Court of the Supreme People's Court accepted 6,183 technology-related IP appeal cases and monopoly appeal cases, including 4,405 newly accepted cases and 1,778 unclosed existing cases, and closed 3,468 cases with a conclusion rate of 78.7%. The number of IPC's newly accepted cases accounted for 86.4% of the second instance substantive civil disputes and 100% of the second instance substantive administrative disputes of SPC's whole cases. In terms of the overall numbers of accepted cases and closed cases, plus the average number of cases closed per judge and supporting staff, IPC ranks the first among all IPC's adjudication divisions. Compared with 2021, the number of total accepted cases increased by 18%, of which new cases increased by 1.6%, and the number of closed cases increased by 0.2%. On policy-related side, the State Administration for Market Regulation issued four supporting regulations for anti-monopoly law. Based on the newly amended anti-monopoly law in 2022, the State Administration for Market Regulation recently issued four supporting regulations on prohibition of abuse of administrative power to eliminate or restrict competition, prohibition on monopoly agreements, prohibition of abuse of dominant market position, and the review of concentration of undertakings. These four supporting regulations will come into effect on April 15, 2023. That's all for this month. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.